This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
La ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya ala salati, hayya ala al-falah. Qad qamati as-salah, qad qamati as-salah. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. La ilaha illallah. الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة إن الله مع الصابرين ولا تقولوا لمن يقتل في سبيل الله أموات بل أحياء ولكن لا تشعرون ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف والجوع ونقص من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات وبشر الصابرين الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة وأولئك هم المهتدون الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر وذكر الله كثيرا ولما رأى المؤمنون الأحزاب قالوا هذا ما وعدنا الله ورسوله وما زادهم إلا إيمانا وتسليما من المؤمنين رجال صدقوا ما عاهدوا الله عليه فمنهم من قضى نحبه ومنهم من ينتظر وما بدلوا تبديلا يجزي الله الصادقين بصدقهم ويعذب المنافقين إن شاء أو يتوب عليهم وكان الله غفورا رحيما ورد الله الذين كفروا بغيظهم لم ينالوا خيرا وكفى الله المؤمنين القتال وكان الله قويا عزيزا الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. صح الله صح الله صح السلام عليكم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. It's Tuesday night. Tonight, I want to share with you the story of one of the most extraordinary figures in our history, a companion whose name was the only name of a companion mentioned in the Quran. All you have to say is the only companion whose name is mentioned in the Quran, and there is only one that comes to mind. That is Zayd ibn Haritha radiallahu anhu. Now, mind you, there was more than one Zayd amongst the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like Zayd ibn Thabit, Zayd al-Khayr. But the one that we're talking about is Zayd ibn Haritha. Zayd ibn Haritha radiallahu anhu was the first male to accept Islam, the first man to accept Islam and follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that is because he had a very special relationship with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's peace and blessings be upon him. Zayd ibn Haritha, his story, as far as we're concerned, starts when he was 8. There was a series of events, subhanAllah, that brought him to a very special place. And I want everyone to pay attention, especially our youngsters, our youth. Zayd ibn Haritha was 8 years old when his mother decided to take him to where her family was residing to visit them. So his mother took him with her to go and visit his uncles and his cousins, get to know his mother's side of the family. Upon arriving there, shortly after they arrived, there happened to be, they were actually subjected to an invasion. A tribe attacks them. So, subhanAllah, it was his qadr that brought him there. A tribe attacks his mother's family, and they take a bunch of young kids with them as prisoners, and they enslave them. And amongst the people that they took with them was none other than Zayd ibn Haritha. So they ended up, him and those boys and girls that were taken, that were captured, they ended up being trafficked or taken to a very famous marketplace known as Uqab. Uqab was a trade center near Mecca. So it's within the vicinity of Mecca now. But, you know, of course, ancient Mecca was much smaller. So they took them to Uqab, where they were selling them as slaves. There, one of the nobles of Mecca by the name of Hakim ibn Hizam saw a bunch of young men being sold. He picked few of them. Amongst them was Zayd ibn Haritha. He paid for them. He took them with him back to Mecca, to the central part of Mecca. When Hakim came back, his aunt wanted to go and see him and say salam to him, because he was traveling. And his aunt was none other than خديجة بنت خويلد. The widow, right? The very famous wealthy widow in Mecca. She was his paternal aunt. So she went to see him and he said, well, auntie, alhamdulillah, I came back from this trip and stuff like that. I would like to gift you something. Why don't you pick one of these boys? Pick one of these boys to be your servant and I'll gift him to you. So she looked at the boys and then her eyes were fixated on Zayd ibn Haritha. Something about Zayd ibn Haritha captured her attention. She said, this 8-year-old boy, I'd like to take him. He said, he's yours. So she takes him home with her, radiallahu anha. Shortly after that, perhaps within a very short period of time, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes back from a very successful journey in which he made a trade. Oh, I forgot to tell you that Khadija, during this time, Khadija had her servant, slave, young man by the name of Maysara travel with who? With the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So what a coincidence. It's not a coincidence, obviously it's qadr, that she needed someone in the meanwhile. So who's gifted to her? Zayd ibn Haritha. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has not yet received the message of Allah at this point. He comes back with from this very successful journey. MashaAllah, he made amazing deal for her. It was the most successful project ever, you know. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes back from this business trip, and Maysara, of course, reports to her what he saw from Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then shortly after that, Khadija radiallahu anha, she marries the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Upon marrying the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Khadija wanted to give the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam a gift, and she noticed that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was, you see, by the time, you see, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam married Khadija, he was 25. He's in his mid-20s, 25, 26. By this age, most men would have a child, like multiple children, maybe 2 or 3 children. And by this age, a man would have with him what? Yani, at least, yani, his eldest son will be by this age, will be 10. Right? This was very normal. The Prophet ﷺ was always fixed. He was fond of Zayd. He loved Zayd. He loved, you know, how smart he was, and Zayd himself comes from a noble household in his own tribe. So when she saw how the Prophet ﷺ, how attached he was to Zayd ibn Haritha, she gifted Zayd to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Zayd ibn Haritha became the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's servant. I'm just trying to avoid to say the word slave, but yani. Zayd ibn Haritha's mother went back to her husband, and she was miserable the whole time. They said that she was having a hard time sleeping, she was feeling guilty, she was just suffering. And his father was saying poetry, his father was going around looking for him, and this went on for years. By now, Zayd ibn Haritha now is a teenager. And then some of the tribe members of his father's tribe, they go to Mecca to perform Hajj. And there they see who? Zayd ibn Haritha. But Zayd ibn Haritha now, he's no longer that 8-year-old kid. He's now a teenager. They saw him and they approached him and they said, aren't you the son of Haritha, Zayd? The one that was captured? And he said, yes, indeed, it's me. They said, you know, your father is looking for you. Your mother never stopped crying about you. He said to them, go tell them that I'm doing very well here in Mecca. And I'm living with a man. I belong to a man, one of the nobles of Mecca, a man by the name of Muhammad, the Amin, the trustworthy and the truthful. So as soon as they went back home, they told his father. And his father was static. He collected as much money as he could. He took his brother with him, Zayd's uncle, and they went to Mecca, and they went to see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Muhammad, we've heard about your nobility, and about and you're the people of the Haram. You help the needy, and you're always there for people. And they praise him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They praise his tribe of Quraysh and their values. And they said, and we are here, and we brought with us as much money or as much wealth as we can bring with us for the price to pay for or to give as a ransom for one of your boys. He's my son, and this is his uncle. And we would love you to show us grace and accept the offer and take whatever you want for him. So he said, and which boy is that? Which boy are you referring to? They said, Zayd. He said, well, if it's Zayd, then I have a better offer for you. This is the Prophet saying to them. This is before he said, I have a better offer for you. They said, and what is it? He said, we'll call him and then give him the option to go with you or to stay here with me. If he chooses to go with you, then he's yours. No money needed. You don't need to pay for him. He's yours. He's your son anyways. He belongs. I'm not going to ask for anything. And if he chooses to stay with me, I am not going to give up. I'm not going to give away or someone let go of someone who doesn't want to let go of me. If he wants to stay with me, then I can't allow that to happen to him again. He already suffered the loss of his family when he was young. Now the Prophet Khadija and the Prophet's children are his family. We're not going to do this twice to him. If he chooses to go with you, he's free to go with you. If he chooses to stay with me, this is his family. I can't do this to him. So they called Zayd, and the Prophet ﷺ said to Zayd, Zayd, do you know who these are, these two men? He said, yes, indeed. He said, who are they? He said, this is my father, Haritha, and this is my uncle. So he's able to recognize them, because he was six. He was old enough to remember them. He said, this is my father, and this is my uncle. I know who they are. He said, they're here because they want to claim you, and they want to reclaim you, and they want to take you home with them. So, and it's up to you. So he said to his father, he said to them, I'd rather stay with Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His father was shocked. He said, how could you choose slavery over freedom and choose a stranger over your own blood? And he said, well, the treatment that I saw from this man, no parent is capable of providing. لَقَدْ رَأَيْتُ مِنْ هَذَا الرَّجُلِ شَيْئًا. Never, no. Not even a parent is capable of. And I am not going to let go. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants khair for someone. So upon hearing this, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was so cheerful. He was so excited. He grabbed his hand and he said, follow me. They all followed him. And he went to the Hatim. He went to the Hijr. And this is inside the Kaaba now. And he yelled, Ya ma'ashara Quraysh, O Quraysh. And people gathered. He said, this is Zayd ibn Haritha. He chose to stay with me. Ana minhu wa huwa minni. He is of me and I am of him. Yarithuni wa yarithuhu. He's my son. He inherits me and I will inherit him. And ever since that day, his name became Zayd ibn Muhammad. Zayd, the son of Muhammad. And the Prophet ﷺ adopted him. And Zayd was a teenager. Soon after this, the Prophet ﷺ received wahi in the Ghar of Hira. And when he came back amongst the people that the first individual to interact with the Prophet ﷺ, amongst those first individuals, the members of his household, was Zayd. None other than Zayd. He was with him. He used to be with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Zayd ibn Haritha for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was like Fata Musa. He was like Joshua, who used to be with Musa alayhi salam. Travels with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Zayd ibn Haritha obviously was the first one to acknowledge and realize who the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was, and he was of the first people to accept Islam and to acknowledge the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Zayd radiallahu anhu, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, shortly after that married him to Umm Ayman, who became, who was a widow by that time, and they together, about 7 years before the Hijrah, they gave birth to Usama bin Zayd. And Usama became the Prophet ﷺ's favorite, like he was like the Prophet ﷺ's own grandchild. He was actually the grandchild of the Prophet ﷺ. And Zayd ibn Haritha and the Prophet ﷺ lived together, stayed together, witnessed so many things together. He made Hijrah before the Prophet ﷺ. And when the Prophet ﷺ arrived Medina, Aisha said, "I saw Zayd go and embrace the Prophet when he arrived Medina and hug him and cry and kiss him. And I had never seen the Prophet ﷺ kiss anyone like he kissed Zayd. It was a reunion. Because the Prophet ﷺ, this is the first time they were separated. Zayd had to go to Medina and the Prophet ﷺ stayed behind in Mecca. So when the Prophet ﷺ made it to Mecca, to Medina, and people didn't know if the Prophet ﷺ was going to make it or not, because he was being pursued. So when he finally made it to Medina and Zayd saw the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he jumped on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and hugged him, and he was kissing him. And who was beneath him hugging the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Usama. Right. And Umm Ayman on that side, the whole family, they're so excited that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made it safely to Medina. And they lived in Medina. And Zayd was with the Prophet ﷺ in Badr, Uhud. Every single battle he was with the Prophet ﷺ, fighting with him ﷺ, standing by him. And at some point the Prophet ﷺ married Zayd to Zaynab, his own cousin Zaynab bin Jahsh, radiallahu anha wa ardaha, who herself also lost her husband. So the Prophet ﷺ married her to Zayd. And up until this point, Zayd was still being considered what? Zayd ibn Muhammad, the son of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, until Allah azza wa jalla revealed the verses from Surah Al-Ahzab. Ud'uhum li'abaihim. Abdullah ibn Umar says that we only knew Zayd ibn Haritha as Zayd ibn Muhammad until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this verse, and ever since then, he became again Zayd ibn Haritha. There are some sahaba that didn't know him as Zayd ibn Haritha before that because they were too young or they were not born. So they didn't even know what his father's name was. They didn't know that he was Zayd ibn Harith at one point. They only knew him as Zayd ibn Muhammad. And then now they had to get used to calling him Zayd ibn Haritha. They had to used to calling him Zayd ibn Haritha because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that it's not allowed. But then they knew the special connection he had with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So they replaced Ibn Muhammad with Hibbu Rasulillah, the beloved of the Messenger of Allah, right? The darling of the Prophet. And Usama became Hibbu Rasulillah wa ibn Hibbihi, the little darling of the Prophet and the son of his darling. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had Zayd with him, and then Zayd ibn Haritha radiallahu anhu and Zaynab had issues. One of the matters was Zaynab radiallahu anha. It was very hard for her to adjust being with someone that was at some point. Though he was from, his father was a noble in his own tribe, he's still married to someone from even a more noble tribe. He's married to someone from Quraysh. And Quraysh were considered to be amongst the most noble of the Arab tribes. That's number one. Number two, she is from a very special household herself within Quraysh. Her clan is, and she is the cousin of the Prophet, the first cousin of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And on top of that, Zayd ibn Haritha at some point was enslaved. So there is that stigma. Yes, he is a freed slave, but there is that stigma, and he's no longer Zayd ibn Muhammad. Now he's Zayd ibn Haritha. And amongst other issues, personality conflicts, Zayd and Zainab had issues, and Zayd bin Haritha would always come and share his frustration with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the Prophet will say to him, "Amsik alayka zawjaka, ittaqi Allah, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hold on to her, do not divorce her." He kept telling Zayd not to divorce her, and Zayd bin Haritha at some point, he could not take it anymore. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, "Falamma qadha minha Zaydun watara." Zayd khalas, lost it. He's like, she has no place in my heart. I have no respect. I have nothing for her. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Zawajnakaha." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala married Zainab to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from above his throne. So what did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do? The first thing, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam summoned Zayd. And he told him what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned. He was the first one that he informed. Zayd said, "Up until that moment, I did not have much care for her. You know, sometimes I didn't care. But as soon as that was mentioned, he said, I had a change of heart. Not meaning, not like romantic, but he said, I couldn't help but to respect her. One, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from above his throne, he mentions her, reveals a verse regarding to her. My name is mentioned, his name, Zayd's name is mentioned in that verse. Allah is talking about them. فَلَمَّا قَضَى زَيْدٌ مِّنْهَا وَطَرًا These words were said by Allah before the creation of the universe. So now it all made sense to Zayd, and Zayd said, all of a sudden he said, I went to speak to her and let her know, because he was the person that went to convey the message to her. He said, "Wallahi, I could not look at her out of respect and awe. This is someone mentioned by Allah, and this is now someone Allah married to His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam." He said, "I couldn't make eye contact with her. عظمت في نفسي." And he said, "I saw her as someone holy, someone." And Zainab radiallahu anha, obviously, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she became part of the household of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Zayd ibn Haritha used to have, there was an issue with hypocrites always mocking Usama and his father. Usama radiallahu anhu was dark. He looked more like his mother's side. Remember we talked about Baraka, Ummu Ayman? She was Abyssinian, right? So Usama radiallahu anhu resembled his mother. He has some features of his father, but his skin color, his hair texture, right? His nose, he resembled his mother, right? His build, his physiques, his legs, his hands, his, you know, resembled his father, but not a lot. Many people, you know, cannot notice this. And who cares whether they notice or not? Yet it was something that the hypocrites used to comment on and mock him for it to hurt the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You see, the hypocrites did this just to irritate the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And it used to bother the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but he didn't pay attention to it. And he knew that these people were simple-minded people until the day a Bedouin came who was known for something called qiyafa. You know, qiyafa is not fortune. He wasn't a fortune teller, because sometimes translations say fortune teller, but qiyafa are trackers. These are people who look at a footprint, right? They're so talented. They look at a footprint and they can tell whether it's a footprint of a male or a female, a man or a woman. They can even tell whether it's a pregnant woman or a pregnant. They can tell if it's a camel or a she-camel. Someone told me one of the most amazing things. They still have people, especially in nomadic tribes and Bedouins. You know, there are individuals known for this. They're so talented. It's a gift that some people are given. Even in some, by the way, even here in America, in some cases, the police uses them. You know, especially in Texas. I don't know why I always think of Texas as a place where you... So there was a case. Someone told me that they brought two one time, and this is in Arabia, to and they saw the footprint of a camel. And one of them said, "This is okay. Never mind. One of you know they can't even tell whether it's a male camel, a female camel. Subhanallah. Yeah. So they're amazing, right? So this individual who was known for this comes, happens to be in Medina for trade, for whatever, you know, he was there for. And he happened to walk by Usama and his father. Both of them were taking a nap. And they had their faces covered. They both had their faces covered. Their feet were showing. So there are two, like the 2 feet of Zayd ibn Haritha and the 2 feet of his son. You know, smaller version of that, just darker. It was a darker, smaller version of his father. So when he saw them, he said, this set of legs came from this. He said, "Hadhani min hadha." This is not a man and his slave. This is a man and his child, his son. He's like, this person came out of this person. And when he said that, the news spreads around and everybody's like, "Oh my God, he confirmed it." It was like as good as what? As a DNA paternity test. As good as a paternity test, a DNA paternity test. 99.9% confirmed. He is your child. So the news spreads and the hypocrites now feel like fools, and they're like, and no one would dare to ever say anything like this again, because you're going to look very bad. After this person's testimony, if you ever use this, you're going to make yourself look like a fool. And the Prophet ﷺ was just happy that this thing will never be brought up again for Zayd's sake. The Prophet ﷺ, this is where it takes a twist, the story of Zayd ibn Haritha. The Prophet ﷺ sends an emissary to one of the kings of the northern Arabian tribes, the Ghassanites, and the Prophet ﷺ's emissary is captured and executed. And this was unheard of. So the Prophet ﷺ vows to avenge the killing of this ambassador of the Prophet ﷺ, who went carrying a letter. And the Prophet ﷺ prepares an army of 3,000 and puts Zayd ibn Haritha in charge. And the Prophet ﷺ says, if Zayd is down, then Ja'far should lead, take over. And if Ja'far is his own cousin, Ja'far ibn Abi Talib, Ali's older brother. And if Ja'far is hurt or down, then the banner goes to Abdullah ibn Rawaha. Zayd is considered from the household of the Prophet ﷺ. Ja'far is the Prophet's cousin. Abdullah ibn Rawaha is from Ansar, right? So the three emirs. If Abdullah is taken down, then the Muslims should appoint someone to continue or to lead them in this battle. Zayd ibn Haritha takes his army to go and go after the killers of the ambassador or the emissary of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When they heard about the army coming, they gathered a massive force with their allies from different tribes of about 100,000 of Christian Arabs, the Arabs of the northern area of the Arabian Peninsula. And on top of that, the Romans reinforced that with 100,000 Roman soldiers. We're talking about the Roman legions, you know, those well-equipped, well-prepared legions. We're talking about 200,000. So when the Sahaba arrived, modern-day Jordan, an area near a city known as Ma'an in Jordan, near Ma'an. Later, the battlefield was in Mu'tah, but the city would be. They gathered near Ma'an. They had a meeting, and they said, "We did not expect this type of force. So we should maybe retreat, or we should write a letter to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I mean, they didn't say retreat. We should write a letter to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam before engaging this army, and ask the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for either reinforcement or whatever instruction he has. If he says withdraw, we're going to withdraw. If he says retreat, we'll retreat. If he says fight, we fight. If he says wait for my reinforcement, so we'll wait the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to send us reinforcement. As they were saying, discussing this, they said, wait a minute, the leaders. Some of them said, wait, we don't fight. You know, it's not the numbers that matter. كَمْ مِنْ فِيَةٍ قَلِيلَةٍ غَلَبَتْ فِيَةً كَثِيرَةً بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. We fight with this religion. We fight for this religion. And Allah Azza wa Jalla promised us one of two things, either victory or shahada. Whatever it is that we're trying to avoid is what we came for. Whatever we're trying to run away from is what we came pursuing. Shahada. So why are we hesitating here? The Prophet ﷺ gave us clear instruction. He said, go fight. If anything happens to any of the leaders, he told us what the line of succession should be. So we should charge. So they agreed to do that. And they fought. The Romans that had never seen such a small group of people fight like those 3,000 companions. It was unlike anything. Zayd ibn Haritha, they said he did not fall down until he had so many wounds and spears rip his body into pieces, pretty much. He bled to death, holding the banner of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and refusing to go down. And right before he go down, as he was falling and before the banner fell, Ja'far ibn Abi Talib took it out of his hand. And he fought with it. And with it in his left hand and the sword in his right hand. So they chopped off the hand with the banner. So he's now fighting with the right hand, but the banner fell because they chopped off his hand. So he threw the sword, he picked up the banner, and he was fighting with it. So they chopped off the right hand. So he went and he embraced the banner with whatever stem is left of his arm. He hugged it and he held on to it and he stood his ground until he collapsed. So people rushed to Abdullah ibn Rawaha and they said, Ja'far is down. You need to take the banner. Abdullah ibn Rawaha hesitated for seconds. And then he said to himself, Ya nafsu illa tuqtali tamuti. Oh nafs, if you don't get killed, one day you will die. Ya nafsu illa tuqtali tamuti. Hada himam al-mawti qassuliti. Wa ma tamannayti faqad u'titi. Whatever you were hoping for, you were given. Wa fi sabilillahi ma laqiti. And whatever you're going to suffer is for the sake of Allah. So he brought himself and he said, أَقْسَمْتُ يَا نَفْسُ لَتَنْزِلِنَّ. I swear by Allah, you shall do this. لَتَنْزِلِنَّ أَوْ لَتُكْرَهِنَّ. I'm going to force you. قَدْ أَجْلَبَ النَّاسُ وَشَدُّ الرَّنَّ مَا لِي أَرَاكِ تَكْرَهِينَ الْجَنَّةِ. What is wrong with you, nafs? You're hesitant about Jannah. Are you refusing Jannah? He's talking to himself. And so he kept singing these, you know, he was a poet. He was an amazing poet, radiallahu anhu arda. And he picked up the banner and he fought and he fought and he fought. Like there was no tomorrow until he was killed, radiallahu anhu arda. Then the Sahaba looked around and the one person that they saw was unstoppable was none other than Khalid ibn Walid. And Khalid ibn Walid had just become Muslim. He had just become Muslim the year before. He was Muslim for 1 year. And this was the one major battle now he's fighting. So they came to him and they said, Khalid, you need to lead us. You need to take the lead. You're the best for this. He said, but there are people who are more senior to me. They said, no. Everybody agreed that you should lead. So Khalid ibn Walid, he takes the raya, he takes the banner, comes up with quick, brilliant maneuver. And he retreats and saves most of the army. The Sahaba, maybe one third of the army was was either wounded or killed. And he retreats and they go back to Medina. The Prophet ﷺ reports to the Sahaba live while they were fighting in the battlefield. When Zayd was killed, the Prophet ﷺ, wahi came to him. And the Prophet ﷺ told the Sahaba Zayd was killed. And everyone was hurt because they knew how painful this was going to be. And then the Prophet ﷺ saw what happened to Ja'far. This is before the news came. Wahi came to the Prophet ﷺ. And he told them what happened to Ja'far and how he lost his two arms fighting. He's giving them live updates. And everyone is devastated. This is the Prophet's cousin. And then the Prophet ﷺ told them what happened with Abdullah ibn Rawaha, how he hesitated. And then Abdullah ibn Rawaha was fought until he was killed. And the news now is spreading in Medina, going to the household of these Sahaba. And then the Prophet ﷺ said, and then the banner was taken by one of the swords of Allah. One of the swords of Allah took the banner. And everyone is wondering, who is the sword of Allah? And Allah gave him victory. Allah, he said he considered their retreat a victory. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him victory. They were on their way back. And obviously when they came back, it was... The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to visit Zayd's family with some of the Sahaba. His young 8-year-old daughter came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When she saw him, she hugged the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and she started weeping and crying. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was broken and he started to weep and cry with her. And then Sa'd ibn Ubadah saw the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, Messenger of Allah, what is this? Messenger of Allah, hold yourself. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him that these were very special men that were lost on that day. Radiallahu anhum wa ardahum. And this was a major loss in the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, bi abi huwa ummi. With that, Zayd ibn Haritha, along with those who were slain and killed on that day, rose to heaven. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was shown their place in Jannah. The one thing that consoled the Prophet ﷺ is that Allah has revealed to him. The Prophet ﷺ saw their places in Jannah, how they were raised on beds from heaven. Right? Ja'far and the Prophet ﷺ, on top of that, the Prophet ﷺ told the Sahaba that Allah Azza wa Jal gave Ja'far two wings, with which, in addition to his arms, Allah gave him two wings with which he can fly in Jannah. He can go anywhere he wants. رضي الله عنه إن الله أبدله بيديه جناحين رضي الله عنه ورضاه. And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, obviously after that, he within 2 years he prepared an army to be led by the son of Zayd ibn Haritha, the army of Usama. And before that army was deployed, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم passed away. Right? And Usama went to seek vengeance for his father's death. And this time, the Romans were the ones that retreated and ran away from the jaysh, from the army of Usama, radiallahu anhum wa radahum. So this is just a brief introduction or a brief lecture regarding the extraordinary life of a man whom Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned in the Quran, whom we know as Zayd ibn Haritha, radiallahu anhu wa radah, Hibbu Rasulillah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reunite us with him. May Allah allow us to meet him in Jannah and hear his own personal story from him directly from his mouth. رضي الله عن زيد وعن أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. If you ever go to Jordan, right, you should be able to visit the gravesite where the Battle of Mu'tah, the famous Battle of Mu'tah, took place. Where you can say salam inshallah ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. I would like to inshallah offer my condolences to Sister Nahid. Sister Nahid's sister it was her sister that passed away in Pakistan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on her. Allahumma ighfir laha warhamha wa'afiha wa'afu anha wa'akrim nuzulaha wa'assi' mudkhalaha waghsilha bil-ma'i wath-thalji wal-barad wanqiha min adh-dhunubi wal-khataaya kama yunqa ath-thawb al-abyad min ad-danas. Allahumma in kanat muhsinatan fa ahsin ilayha wa in kanat musi'atan fatajawaz anha. Allahumma la tahrimna ajraha wa la taftinna ba'daha waghfir lana wa laha bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. Subhana rabbika rabbil 'izzati 'amma yasifun wa salamun 'alal mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil 'alamin.